So there are a great number of things that and boasts that are often made in that regard. People say, well, nobody taught sola scriptura before the 16th century. Nobody taught the sole sufficiency of Scripture or the clarity of Scripture before the 16th century and so forth. And something that comes along that, for me, is always a bit of a puzzlement, because when you hear somebody say something like that, they set themselves up as an authority, at least to a certain degree, as if they've read every church father that has ever put pen to paper, or that at least has been preserved until now. And I just don't know that that's possible for any one human being to do. So I find it hard to believe when someone says that, because what they're really saying is the few select quotes that I've looked at haven't said anything about sola scriptura. However, when you read the fathers in their original context, you find that they're not saying anything different than what the reformers were saying. They're saying, yes, of course there is a tradition of the church, and in some senses that tradition can even be normative. However, the sole infallible norm of all things is scripture itself. Why? Because scripture itself is the voice of God, whereas tradition doesn't occupy that exact same kind of role within the church. Yes, it helps us to pass the faith on from generation to generation. It helps us to transmit it to folks and so forth, and all of that's wonderful, insofar as it does not contradict the sole infallible rule of faith, which is Holy Scripture itself.